And now we're going to switch gears and talk about what's happening on June 19th. That's a Wednesday. It's a Red Velvet evening at the Colonial Theater. And my favorite part is that there will be Red Velvet cupcakes.
Absolutely. They'll be delicious. They're by Love at First Bite, so they'll be fabulous.
They will. So let's kind of break it down. I'll just let you guys jump in and let everyone know what they can expect on that Red Velvet evening, June 19th.
It's going to open with a reception. The doors will open at 6 p.m. It is at the Colonial, so it will be in the Carr Gallery. There will be some art. I believe it was a Snake River Montessori. They worked on some jazz musicians, so we are photographing that art, and that will be on display at the reception, as well as distributing the cupcakes. And when that is over, then it will be moving into the Colonial Theater itself, where the actual show will begin.
And let's talk about what that show is going to be all about.
The Readers Theater is a big part of it, and it's about educating about Juneteenth and going over the history of Juneteenth. I wasn't planning on being on stage originally, but now I am. And it's because I talk too much. It's all going to be about educating and exposing people to the realities of Juneteenth and American history, and and getting people really connected to the spirit of it.
And one thing to keep in mind that we spoke about earlier was the youth. And it's actually going to be the youth in conjunction with Mosey who is going to be doing the Readers Theater. And so I think that gives adults an opportunity to recognize the importance of it and the value, because these kids who are getting together to do these rehearsals and put this together, it means something to them. And when our youth take notice, the adults tend to take notice too.
So true, Laura, so true.
Yeah.
Effie, what about you? What are you looking forward to with this?
I think just going off of what has been said already, and I think also what's going to be shown is the amazing sponsors who are wanting this event to be successful, in that we have amazing community partners who want this to be successful. So we want to just say thank you to all the sponsors so far that we've received for this event. It's going to be amazing. And without their help and acknowledging that this is important, that this does need to happen, it's just thank you so much, because that's also a huge component, is thanking our community for wanting us to do this event and to continue it on. So
absolutely.
It definitely came together pretty fast and pretty well. I came in late in the game, but seeing the organization that's been put forward and seeing the passion that's been put into it, it's obvious that the community is here for it, is ready for it, and wants more of this.
Yeah, the initial meeting was in March 2024, so it kind of gives you an idea as to how well the community has come together and how well the committee has worked together and how everybody truly feels about it, in the amount of work that we've been able to accomplish in such a short period of time.
Right, because I remember that first meeting, we were kind of feeling a little bit of pressure saying, wow, we're starting from scratch and we have not got a lot of time. But you're exactly right. Everybody has jumped in and wanted to be part of this. Such important sponsors coming to the table saying, how can we help?
Yeah, I honestly cannot wait to see, because I grew up knowing what Juneteenth was, and not a lot of people did. And so it's already been really interesting to hear Juneteenth talked about as much as it is. My mom was a history buff, and so I had to know everything. And then so going to school and being like, oh, you know, it's Juneteenth soon. And people say, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Going from that to being in meetings and hearing people talk about it. And now there's a whole celebration in Idaho Falls about it. That means something. Yeah. That means progress. That means recognition. And that means a little black kid struggling with identity gets to feel seen.
Yeah. And just, it's being acknowledged, and I can speak on the higher education. So College of Eastern Idaho, we recognize it on our campus. You know, it's on our calendars every year for when new updates get updated on our information, our website. Companies are starting to recognize it. So it's, I I honestly do believe Idaho, we're making a step into progress. So definitely what we said earlier, this is a change, and it's needed.
And it's also a great opportunity for people to recognize that this is not just a Black history holiday. This is a United States history.
Yeah.
So people need to recognize that that's truly what it is. This isn't a holiday just for Mosey. This isn't a holiday just for Effie. It's not a holiday just for you. It's a holiday for all of us because we're all American.
Right. And I love the educational component. And I think it's going to be important for kids to know and understand this. And I think that's going to help shape the way they see each other and the world. And that's a positive transformation, to say the least.
Absolutely.
So I want to ask each of you, has there been a time in your life where you have experienced a moment where you have not exactly felt the support?
How much time do you have? That's my question.
Because I would love to open some eyes to that.
I've definitely experienced at a very young age when I came back from University of Idaho, go Vandals, come back and work in my home community. And I ran into some educators that were in my elementary school, and they didn't think I was going to go to college, just being this Native kid from the res. And I actually got told that in high school. They didn't think I was going to be successful in college. And so just hearing that now, being, I'm not going to say my age, but being older and being a professional, it's just like, you know, I wonder what mindset you had to make you think that this one Native kid from the res was not going to go and be successful. I now have a master's from Idaho State University. Go Bengals. Go Falcons. Go CEI. But, you know, so it's amazing to see how how some mindsets are starting to shift when you're having conversations. And those conversations are meant to be uncomfortable because you're learning from them. And that's something I've learned not only as a person, but also as a professional. They're uncomfortable because they sometimes need to be. But that is an education value to take back and learn something from it. So I think we've all experienced something, and I'm not going to speak for my amazing colleagues here, but, you know, somewhere down the line, each of us, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, we've all experienced something that kind of takes you down a little bit, but you turn that and you use it as passion to become a fire for the next thing that you're going to do for your future. So don't let it hold you back to anything, and that's something I learned. So
I love that, Effie. And, you know, you're exactly on point. We have to learn to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, mm-hmm. because true growth does not happen inside the comfort zone. We have to get outside of that. That's where it really happens. So thanks for sharing your personal experience. Laura, how about you?
I haven't really seen much of it myself. And the reason for that is because I'm sort of an odd duck. And if I have opposition, then I'll just push harder. And so I don't necessarily recognize whether it's because I am female, whether or not it's because I am Japanese, whether or not it's because of whatever my history is. I just recognize it as opposition that needs to be pushed against. And so I'm sure that I have experienced it, but I have never let that stop me or let it actually impact me to the point of, this is why this is happening. It's just, this is an obstacle that I need to overcome.
I love that. And what a great mindset to have. Mosey, how about you?
In a lot of ways, I'm an anomaly, because I've never hit the status quo. I wasn't great at school, but I passed my tests. I never did my homework. I talked all the time. I was one of the only Black kids in my schools growing up, and then at the same time I had a learning disability I wasn't even aware of, that was just seen as me being difficult. But then as I went through the years, I started to realize that the things that people said to me that were so negative were actually my superpowers, and those are the things that make me the cool guy now, because I could perform all day. I can get up on stage and hype people up, and then I get off stage and people are like, I don't know how you did that. And then they're also like, stop talking, please. But I just recently had a conversation with somebody. I was helping out a friend, and this kid I was talking to, his self-talk was so bad. He called himself stupid, called himself weird, all these things. And it really made me sad because I remember when I used to think those things about myself. And so I was able to take a second and actually connect with him and just be like, why is it so weird that you like to talk? You just like to connect with people. And so using my experience of being the anomaly that shouldn't have made it. I'm a black kid from California with a GED whose first job was in a knife factory. My cards were different. And being able to see when I hear somebody who has the similar issues as me talking about themselves in such a negative way, all I see is somebody whose superpowers haven't been unlocked yet. And so with all the fights that I had to endure early on and in growing up, just fighting to be myself, I'm happy now that I'm able to pass that energy along and just help people be themselves, just like I learned how to be myself with all the adversity.
I love that. I love that analogy of our superpowers, because we all have them, and it's just tapping into them. And I love that perhaps this event is going to help some kids recognize their superpower.
This is a Justice League here.
So wonderful. Thank you all for sharing your
event.
All right. Well, come see us at the Farmers Market this weekend. Get all that information. And then we hope to see you on the 15th and the 19th of this month. Effie Hernandez, Laura King, and Mosey, thank you for taking a moment.
Thank you for having us. You bet.